Third parak of Parah, seventh Mishnah. Lehoisa Parah Reitza Lotzeis. Eid Mitzim Yishchoyra. If they had a hard time getting the cow out to Harazesim, they shouldn't have a black one, another black one in front of it, which is going to attract it to follow them. Shalayim Yishchoyra Shechotu, because it's going to make some type of marasai, because they say, oh, this year they're using a black Parah for the Parah Dumah. They don't have if they had two paradumas, they don't get another one to leave the one they're planning to use. They shouldn't say that they shechted two of them, which is not necessary. He said, forget about svaris. It's exeris akosif. If you have a pasuk, you don't have to make up reasons. Zikna Yisrael imakdimin v'raglem la'mishra. The elders of Klal Yisrael would come ahead of them to Harazesim. His tefillah yisham. There was a mikveh there. Metamim hoyu as a coin as a parah. They would be metame the coin which would burn the parah duma, and then he would go to the mikveh. So his status would now be a tevul yom, which is a certain level of tuma. But Chazal had a kapola. The tevul yom is kosher for shrei v'sapara. They should stuck him lo hoyu lo yoimim b'murei murovei shemesh hoyzinasis. The Zedukim that didn't have the Kabbalah of Chazal, they learned each Torah means it has to be completely Torah. The Chachom said it's not true. The Torah says it's enough to be Torah, enough to eat Maisa Sheini, which is a Tful Yoyim. So to stress the point against the Zedukim, they dafka when Matamahim, and he didn't when he was a Tful Yoyim. And connected this, since they made this cool, they made super chumas the whole way beforehand. So people should not be making it in the tire of the paradigm.